Baruch Hashem, this is exciting. A closing chabura in Hilchos Mezuzah. Baruch Hashem, this has been an avoda and a melus for many, many months. Last week we had the chance to hear from Rabbi Mendlitz, so it was widely appreciated, a real treat. And he spoke about the safras aspects. Safras aspects of Hilchos Mezuzah. He also touched pretty significantly on a piece of Siman Reish Sadi Aleph, Sif Aleph, which is about Bedikas Mezuzah. So I really want to focus now specifically on Sif Beis, which is Netilas Mezuzah, just to say a word about Bedikas Mezuzah, and just to give a little bit of the background. You might have seen in the Maram Kamos that Gemara Yuma talks about Bedikas Mezuzah, Pamayim Bishavua, twice in 7 years. In the end of Siman Lamed Tes in Or Chaim, the end of Siman Lamed Tes in Or Chaim, so the tour in the Beis Yosef quote the discussion, how about Bedikas Tefillin? The Beis Yosef gives some of the background. Some of the Rishonim point out there are sources in Tanam and Amoron that indicate that there may be a Chiyuv of Bedikas Tefillin as well, maybe twice in 7 years, maybe even once every 12 months. But Lamasa, Rov Rishonim Firais, quotes the Rosh, the Rambam, that tefillin do not require, generally, do not require periodic bedika. As the Torah says, that you don't need bedika unless it's tefillin that are not used on a regular basis. Tefillin that are used on a regular basis, you don't see any change. So you can assume that it's fine. And the Torah quotes from Rav Amram Gon that Ha'or Avir Sholit Bo. We're not worried about mold. We're not worried about rottage. It's getting aired out on a regular basis. If it sits in a bag for a lengthy period of time, who knows what's happening? But if it's being taken out on a regular basis every day, even less than every day, it's a pair of tefillin that one wears periodically. And there's no need for bedika. That is a psak in Shulchan Aruch. It's the end of Siman Lamed Tes and Archaim Sif Yud. So Rabbi Shechter is of the assumption, based on quotes from Shlomo Zalman, that we don't see this as a formal takana that davar shemin sarach min achal hatiro, because you see from tefillin that Gaonim and Rishonim are looking at it as not a formal takana of bedika. It depends on the situation. If there's a reality that there's a need for bedika, then a need for bedika. There's din daraisa that tefillin and their psulim are no good. So you have to assess using the classic rules of Rov and Chazak and the rest of all the rules of Taras Hasveikas. Is this a situation where there's a concern for bedika or not? So if you have the overwhelming Rov, that's fine. You don't have to worry about it. And that's, you see, from the Gaonim and Rishonim, in the context of tefillin, that it's going to be a case-by-case situation, meaning that it's not a formal din d'rabbanan that you would say, even though the reason no longer applies, the din applies, tarach min achal hatira, requires a formal hatara. No, it's not a new takan d'rabbanan, it's just an application of the principles of halacha. If there's a concern, so you have to be bodik. If there's very little concern, if there's a strong enough rov, one need not be bodik. So by tefillin that even in ancient times, tefillin that were used on a regular basis, as Torah quotes Rav Amram Gaon, it was used on a regular basis, so we're confident it's being aired out, and there's very little concern of of degradation, of mold and the like. Mezuzah, that was not the case. And that's what Shlomo Zalman said. Mezuzah nowadays, certainly in interior mezuzahs, mezuzah on the front door and the back door may be different, but interior mezuzahs, because we live in climate-controlled homes, where your home is typically not going to be, your interior mezuzahs will typically not be subject to extremes of heat and cold or extremes of moisture, unless something went haywire in the house. So internal mezuzahs b'zman hazeh ought to be, that's what quotes from Shlomo Zalman, internal mezuzahs, interior mezuzahs ought to be the same as tefillin they're used on a regular basis, like two quotes from Ramagon. However, Shalot Bo, it's in a climate control situation, the chance of mold or rot is very, very minimal. And the language that Beis Yosef points out, the correct Girsa, I think it's Beis Yosef, points out the correct Girsa of Aharon Gaon is you don't even need to bodek tefillin once every 40 or 50 years. Now Rabbi Mendelowitz did make an important point that needs to be considered seriously, which is another technological issue that changed, and this one is L'chumra, and that is that ink is nowadays iron-based, whereas in previous centuries it was carbon-based. And so although rottage or mold may not be a concern, maybe nowadays we have to be concerned about discoloration. So that's definitely something one needs to think about. That's why he was arguing that one should be boating. You have to figure out, even if that's the case, then does that mean you're still on a pamayim b'shavua, or if the only concern is discoloration of the ink, but not ipush, so then maybe one could be bodek less frequently. If you assume, as Rosh Hashanah Zalman pointed out, based on the Rishonim in Tefillin, if you assume this isn't a formal takana, Chazal was just giving a rule of thumb that twice every 7 years is about the frequency you need. That's when the rove bismaneim would break down. So now we're not concerned about ipush, we're concerned about discoloration, oxidization of the ink. So maybe the frequency should be less. So that was the issue. That was the issue last time. Okay, that's some of the issues in going to Sif Aleph, Reish Tadi Aleph, Sif Aleph, about Bedik again. Rabbi Mendelowitz Baruch Hashem dealt with it very thoroughly. Let's turn our attention to what I believe Rabbi Willig argues is the most commonly asked about Sif in Hilchos Mezuzah, and that is Reish Tadi Aleph, Sif Beis. Rabbi, I'm leaving. Do I take the Mezuzah with me? Just had a conversation with a newlywed couple about this yesterday afternoon. It actually came up, they're moving into their apartment, but it came up because we were discussing mezuzahs mehudaros, how much does it make sense to pay for mezuzahs. As I mentioned, you're probably going to take the mezuzah with you. So even if you'll only be in your first apartment for X number of years, you'll probably take these mezuzahs with you. So what do you mean? Isn't it didn't you leave them behind? Actually, not. So here we go. So where did the din start? The din start, this is one of the few dinim of mezuzah that's rooted neither in menachos nor in yuma. It's in Bav Metzia. We were here in Bav Metzia, the very end of Siman Reish, Pei Vav, because Bav Metzia, Kuf Aleph, Amin Beis, at the bottom, is the makor for the Chiyuv HaSocher. We had a discussion then, is it Daraisa Drabanan, but the Socher is Chayiv, Chavos Hadar. Then the Gemara continues with a Braisa on the top of Kuf Beis Amin Aleph. Amaskir Baisa Chavero, Ala Socher Lasa Sula Mezuzah. Okay? It's a Chiyuv HaSocher. Then the Braisa continues, K'shehu Yotzei, Lo Yitlana B'yado V'yotzei. Even though the renter put up mezuzah, he's not going to be staying forever. It's not his property. He's going to leave eventually, but he puts up mezuzah when he moves in. When he leaves, he doesn't take mezuzah with him. Unless the Gemara says an exception, U'minachri notlo b'yado v'yotzei. But from a nachri, if the Jewish renter is leaving from a nachri, the Jewish renter does take the mezuzah with him, does not leave it behind. The Gemara says a very severe onesh. Very severe onesh. Caused death in the family when a Jew inappropriately took the mezuzah with him. It's clearly something of great significance. So the question is, what is the makor for this issa? I understand it calls me, I'm living in the house, so I have a chi of mezuzah. We take the mezuzah down wantonly, gratuitously. It's a bitul mitzvah daraisa. But I'm leaving. So the mitzvah is done. Chavos Hadar, now I'm no longer going to be dar. Take it down the way out. So what's wrong with taking the mezuzah? So it looks like there's probably three approaches in Rishonim to that question. Classically, it's presented as two. Tosfos here in Bav Metzia presents one approach. In Shabbos, they present two different approaches. Both are driven by what seems to be a steer between Gemaras. Here in Bava Metziah Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, you're not allowed to take the mezuzah with you when you leave. But in Masechah Shabbos, the bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, near the beginning of the Chanukah Sukkot, it appears to be a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, am I allowed to move tzitzis off of one beged onto another beged? Move the strings. Remove them from one beged, put them on a different beged. The Rav says it's Aser, Shmuel says it's Mutter. Usually the rule is the Hilchas HaKarav B'Suri is Shmuel B'dini. Usually in the world of Isra Heter, the world of Noshim is Zikim passing like Shmuel. The world of Isra Heter, or Chaim Yerodei, we passing like Rav. However, the Gemara there says, Beferish, this case is an exception. This is one of the few cases where we passing like Shmuel, even though it's Isra Heter. So we passing like Shmuel, that Matirin mi Beged LeBeged, that you're allowed to remove tzitzis from Arba Conference number one to put it onto Arba Conference number two. So Tosis raised the question, I understand. The pasuk like Shmuel, you're allowed to move tzitzis. But on the other hand, here, the Gemara brooks no machlokas. You're not allowed to move the mezuzah. Tosis points out, for Rav, it works well. Ein matir mi beged lebeged. And kushu yotze lo yitlana biyado v'yotze. But the problem is you don't pasuk like Rav, you pasuk like Shmuel. How does Shmuel understand it? And that's how we pasuk him. So Tosfos has two solutions in Masechah Shabbos. Elsewhere, here in Bava Metziah, they only quote the second teretz. But the first teretz they give in Shabbos is even Shmuel in the world of Tzitzis only says Matir mi Beged LeBeged. You're allowed to move it from one Beged to another. But stomp to remove Tzitzis from a Beged and put them aside and put them in the drawer and not put them onto a new beged, that's aser even in Maseches Shabbos. That's aser even in Maseches Shabbos. Because earlier, the context, earlier in Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph and Shabbos, you may remember, is a discussion of Bizui Mitzvah. I'm not allowed to treat a mitzvah in a mevuzah way. The Gemara says it's based on psukim. One pasuk the Gemara points to particularly is fascinating. The Gemara says there's a hekesh between shchita and kisui hadam, the shafach v'chisa. The person spills the blood of the animal in shchita of the chai or the oaf, and then he has to cover it with soil. So the Gemara says the shafach v'chisa, shchita and kisui hadam, both in the same pasuk. It's a hekesh that means they share dinim. What dinim do they share? B'mesha shafach yechaseh. You have to use the same limb for shchita and for kisui hadam. Obviously, the limb you use for shchita is your hand, your arm. Unless you're unbelievably dexterous, or whatever the right word would be, no one is doing shchita with their toes. You got to do shchita with your hand. Kisui hadam, you could have done with your foot. You have a bucket of soil on the ground. You have a pile of soil. You shech the chayav ov. The blood falls on the soil, and then you kick the rest of the soil with your foot to cover it, kisui hadam. I could do kisui hadam logistically, technically. It is feasible to do kisui hadam b'regel. So the Gemara says, but the Hekesh teaches me that just as practically one needs to do shchita biyad, so too halachically one is required to do kisui hadam biyad. And what does that teach me? The Gemara says, avu and dekul adam, this is the av. This is a source of a principle that stretches far beyond kisui hadam, which is, you have to do mitzvahs. A Jew is mechuyav not only to do mitzvahs, but to respect the mitzvahs that he does. You have to do mitzvahs ba'ofen mechubad. It's asur to mevaza mitzvahs. It's feasible, technically. I'm capable of covering blood with soil using my feet, but that would be a bizarre mitzvah. I'm not allowed to be mevaza mitzvah. And that's from the Zekish. For shafa v'chisa, it's not a unique din that's specific. A din miyucha to kisui hadam. No, this is a din. Al Gemeiner did it, didn't call it B'chal Tarakula. Have to avoid Rechmal Tzalam being Mevaz and Mitzvahs. So that's the background to this Dinah Matir Mi Beged LeBeged. That's what Tosis seems to explain. That if I'm going to, Shmuel only said I'm allowed to take the tzitzis off of Beged number one if I'm going to put them onto Beged number two. But if I'm just going to put them away in the drawer, that's a B'zayin HaMitzvah. And that's Taka Aser. And Teretz number one, Tosfos, that's what the Gemara Bava Metziah is talking about. This Jew who was punished for its removing the mezuzah, and the Brisa says one's not allowed to remove the mezuzah, hachamayaskinan, I'm not putting them anywhere else. I'm just going to take them off and put them in a drawer. How is that possible? Where is this Jew going? He's going to live in a park bench? Maybe he's moving to a tent? Maybe he's moving to an RV? Maybe he's moving to a boat? Okay, he's moving to places not mechiv mezuzah. Could be. Alternatively, he's downsizing. They owned a very large house. Baruch Hashem, they had a lot of children. They need a lot of space for all the kids. And now, the Baruch Hashem, they're at next stage in life. The kids are married. They're going to come occasionally to visit. They decide we don't need such a large house. We're moving to a smaller space. We're going to need fewer mezuzahs. So in the old house, we needed 20 mezuzahs. In the new place, we need 7. What are we doing the other 13? Yeah, so that's the first day in Tisus. Not allowed to take down mezuzahs if they're going to be decommissioned. That's, by the way, why Tosus goes on to say there, Masechah Shabbos. Ask Akasha, really? It's only Matiri Begad LeBegad is mutter, but to take it off and not put it anywhere else is aser. Aye, but we pass all the tzitzis, or sometimes remove the tzitzis from a talis of a nifter. Minig is you bury him in his talis, but without the tzitzis strings. The Tosa said, Hayitach, and even Shmuel holds, you can't remove the tzitzis for naught. And Tosa says, no, that's a once a fellow passed away, so it's already not Shel Chiyuva. It's already decommissioned. So you see from that the basic issue by tzitzis is that it's also to decommission the chefta shel mitzvah. You can't choose. I have an item that's still in use for a mitzvah, I can't decommission it. It became possible. The Gemara says in Megillah of Daf Chavav, beginning of the fourth paragraph, there's no din of geniza. If tzitzis become possible, I can throw them in the garbage in a polite way, then it's tashmish and mitzvah and it's rocket. Can't throw them in the dirty kitchen garbage. I have to wrap them in a bag so it'd be in b'chavadik, or put them in an office garbage that doesn't have chicken bones. But it doesn't have, once it's nifsal from the mitzvah, once it's off or offline, it doesn't have permanent kedusha. But kalzman it's roi l'mitzvah, kalzman it's omen l'mitzvah, it's wrong to decommission it. That would be a bizayon ha-mitzvah. So that's one day. That's the first day in Taisus and Shabbos. And the Nebuka Yosef quotes this as the position of Achoy Gon, who wrote the She'iltos. She'iltos is a fascinating sefer. As far as we know, I believe it's the first major halachic work that written Achar Chasimas HaTalmud that was independent of the Gemara. Achoy Gon wrote a sefer on many eras of halacha, organized al seira parshas. Every sedra he'll have one or more she'iltos. He'll raise an issue, raise a topic, and discuss the din based on the Gemara, based on Gaonim, based on other sources. So the Mukiyos quotes from Achai Gaon. If you look in the Magen Avraham Hilchos Tzitzis, he tells you it's a she'iltos in Parsha Shlach. Not surprising, Hilchos Tzitzis, where he explains Matirin lebeged lebeged is mutter if it's me beged lebeged. That's Shmuel. Oh, you beg the bag. And it's the same for a tzitz, for a mezuzah. Don't chas v'shalom take your mezuzahs with you when you leave, unless you have a place you're going to put them. You're going to put them up in the new house. But there isn't a new house, so there aren't enough psachim in the new house for all the mezuzahs. Then chas v'shalom, you can't decommission tzitzis. You can't decommission a mezuzah. At the position of the she'iltos and of the first day in Tos Masechah Shabbos. Rove the Baal Yatosas disagree. The second day in Tosus and Shabbos, and it's the only day in Tosus and Bav Metzia, and it's the Shita Mekubetzis and Menachas, the Tosus and Menachas and Alef and Beis, the Shita in the Kachem Masechtas, as we've seen, there's often Shita Mekubetzis printed in the margins. Shita Mekubetzis and Menachas and Alef and Beis also says this. Darke Moshe sends you to Hagos Ashri. The popular opinion in Baal Yatosus is there's mezuzah is different than tzitzis. It's not the same. Not like the shiltas in the first day in Taisus. In Shabbos, no, mezuzah is different. Why is mezuzah different? Mezuzah, even if you have a new place to put it, Taisus says, oh, sir, why? Because what mezuzah has that tzitzis does not have is mezuzah provides shmira from mazikin. So you're going to leave the next guy unprotected. He thinks he's moving in to protect the space, because the previous inhabitant, the previous resident was Jewish, had mezuzahs up, that he shows up and he's bezuzelus. You're leaving him bare, leaving him unprotected. How do you do that? You have a house with an alarm system, and you cut the wires on the way out. What's wrong with you? It's not right to the next fellow. So that's the more common approach in More common approach in Baliatosis. And that's what the Beis Yosef quotes. Beis Yosef just quotes Tosis says, Aser, it's not the same material Begad. Begad, Tzitzis isn't an issue. Mezuzah is an issue of your being Masalik, the Shmira. And then there's a third, and then the Shita Kabesa, I think, is the most clear. He says, you're being Misakin, the next fellow. You look in the Ritva, I did not find classical poskim who directly quote this Ritva, because I didn't look hard enough, but I think there is a Pischet Shuvah who seems to be assuming something along these lines. The Ritva in Bav Metzia. Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. He says, well, I think it's a little bit different. He rejects the position of the Shiltos. It's even Bishitzar Chosla Bayis Acher, you're not decommissioned, you can use someone else still Aser. Why? He raises the same problem Tosas raises. How about Tzitzis? Material Begad Begad. Shiny Hacha. He doesn't say the Shmira. He's Kevin the Chola Kedusha Shchina Bebayizeh Ain Lo Lasalkamisham. There is Kedusha Shchina. Was Chal in this house? How could you remove that? Footnote 424 makes it seem, maybe, that they think that he agrees with Tosus. Although the footnote 424 maybe just be commenting on the first line, that the fact you have a new house to take it to isn't going to help you. That's true. Ritva does agree with Tosis on that, but he's giving a different issue. Mezuzah is special not because of the Shmira issue, but because here's a fascinating idea. What a beautiful way to close Hilchus Mezuzah. There's Kedusha Shechina is being chal in the house, especially the complete Hilchus Mezuzah in the Parshas of Mikdash, the end of Chumash Mos. It's almost like a shtick Mikdash Ma'at. Not only the shul that they smashed the Mikdash Ma'at, but the mezuzah, I think someone suggested, I forget who, but we're earlier in the year, we were working on the sugya of Beis HaKnes, Beis HaMedrash. Sage, was it you? That maybe, if you the Rambam, that Beis HaKnes, Beis HaMedrash don't need because it's a Makkah Makudash, so then maybe the mezuzah accomplishes, like you said, the Mekadosh the space, but if it's already Mekudosh because it's a Mikdash Ma'at, or certainly argues in the Maseches Yuma, it's an actual Mikdash, so then there's no need for mezuzahs. So I think that's in sync with this Ritva. So he says, a little bit like a Malam Bakol Shalom Aridin, just like the Mishnah says, being a Perak B'nei Yir in Megillah, it's not right, Stam, to take a, it's not so Pasha to take a Beis HaKnesses and strip it of its status. The Ritva says your own house is a little bit of a mikdash. I'm dramatizing, but I think that's what along lines of what he's saying. Your house is a mezuzah. It's a bais makudash. It has mezuzahs. How are you going to strip the space of its kedusha? Now lamai nafkemina. So nafkemina would be. There's nafkamina between Shita 1, the Shiltos in the first day, and Taisus, versus the rest of the Balia Taisus, Shita number 2, and the Ritva Shita 3, obviously is Mi Pesach Le Pesach. Mi Pesach Le Pesach is Mutter. If a couple is leaving their apartment, and they're moving to a larger apartment, or leaving their apartment and moving to a house, you have more, sometimes the house has less mezuzahs, you have more mezuzahs, or the same number, according to the first day is Mutter, according to days 2 and 3 is Asa. Nafkamina between 1 and 2 versus 3 is when you have not only Pesach or Pesach, but also Mechila. Because the difference between Shita 2 and Shita 3 is it Beit Adam L'Chaveiro or Beit Adam L'Makom? Both of them are saying that, both Tosis and the Ritva, Shita number two, Shita number three, as saying the mezuzah is unique, but the Tosfos are focused on the Beron L'Chaveiro. I mean, it's a spiritual, metaphysical uniqueness, but the impact is Beron L'Chaveiro. It's not right. You're being masakin the fellow. But if he says, I have my own mezuzahs, I don't need your mezuzahs. I don't want your mezuzahs. And the bigger, the Pesachit Shuva quotes in Beker Yosef, what do you do if the, we'll get to it. It's interesting. It's the guy Dafka wanted to put up his own mezuzahs. Did you cheat him by leaving? And he thought you had told him that you were taking mezuzahs with you, and then you left them. Funny type of case. Beautiful, holy type of case. Because we'll see that the discussion is usually the reverse. To have the right to take them with me. That's what Tos is saying. You don't have the right to leave the fellow unprotected. So Lefitaisus, if the incoming fellow says, I know you're taking this with you, it's fine, I'm good, I'm sad. It's mutter. But the ritva has nothing to do with the incoming fellow. I don't have the right to strip the house of the Kedusha. Now, the question is going to be, though, the Gemara told us one other detail. The detail the Gemara said in Bav Metzia, the Gemara didn't talk about Pesach l'Pesach. The Gemara didn't talk about Mechila. The only thing the Gemara did talk about is if the next inhabitant is going to be a Nachri, then you take the mezuzahs. So Lafi Deya 1, I understand. It's getting decommissioned anyways. The Nachri is not Chai and mezuzah. So of course you can take it with you. According to Deya number 2, Taisis, also I understand. The Nachri is not interested in the Shmir of the mezuzah. He doesn't want the mezuzahs. So the Gesundheit Berem Lachavero, he doesn't want to take it. According to Ritzvah, how am I taking the mezuzahs? So L'chor, we have to say, L'fi the Ritzvah, why does by Nachri you have the right to take it? L'chor, this takes us back to the beginning of Sim Reish Peivav. The Gemara is in the Yuma Yudalf Amin Aleph, that when there's a concern of Bizayon, so that trumps the mitzvah daraisa of mezuzah. Right? I'm not going to put up a mezuzah. In the case of Imam, remember the Gemara said, talking about that bully, the mechuzah, and so on and so forth, top Yudalf from Alpha Yuma, is, God wants to know, why did they not put mezuzahs? Is it because that type of Pesach is not chayv mezuzah for some reason? Or it was chayv mezuzah, but they couldn't put a mezuzah because of the concern of bizayin? What do you mean? You have mitzvah daraisa of mezuzah. You see that bizayin ha mezuzah, we discussed then, beginning of Resh Pei Vav, bizayin ha mezuzah trumps even the mitzvah of mezuzah itself. The chi of kviyas ha mezuzah. So there's something, the Ritva L'chor would say, something similar going on over here. That in a Chanami, I shouldn't be, it's wrong to take away the mezuzah, because I'm being more with the Kedushas HaMakom. But on the other hand, the concern of potential Bizayin HaMezuzah outweighs the concern of Horadas Kedushas HaMakom. Okay. Now, yeah, question.
Can you also say when they're about that, then the design mitzvah would get rid of kedusha regardless? Meaning,
if he removes the mezuzah, so then it'll be removed. But if the, I don't know, he said if the mezuzah is being mistreated.
I'm not sure exactly what's saying. Like mezuzah,
but
someone's saying.
Yeah, so it could be after mekubal to dig into this more deeply. I don't know if the ritva was mekubal or not. That's kedai to mind. Rabbi's Rabbi, Rabban. His Rabbeim, with the Ra'ah and the Rashba, the Rabbeim of the Ritva, in that order. And they were Talmidim of the Ramban or Ben Yonah. Ramban was a great Makubal. So you have to know, Teres Anister, the fact that someone is being Mevaza, the Mezuzah, that means it's less impactful in terms of Makash, the Makam. I don't know. Maybe. I wouldn't have guessed, but it's hard, sort of hard. I don't have any intuition about this. Halacha L'maisa, Achareka Chol Sakal. So we have a Gemara. Gemara says, don't be more than mezuzah, unless the next Neham will be a Nachri. We have 3 days from Rishon. Why is an Asr Litol Sam mezuzah? Is this Netila because you're decommissioning? Same as by Tzitzis, position of Shiltos and Miut of Baliatosis. Or, number two, Rov Baliatosis, it's because that might be true, but there's also a concern anyhow of you removing the Shmir Samakam. Or position number three, and that's a bina l'chaveiro that's unique to mezuzah. Or position number three, the ritva and bav mitzia, it's a bina l'makom that's unique to mezuzah. You're being morid the chalos hashchina. I'm not just and I want to stress, I am not gratuitously throwing in lamdash hashprach, in case you think I'm trying to just spice things up with the word chalos. That is what the Ritva said. Shaini hacha kevin dechala kedusha shechina bebayizet. The kedusha of the shechina was chal in this house. Ein lo sal kamisha. So halacha lamais. So when yes, when not. So the mechaber says. So beis socher bayis mechadero socher chayv lagbo mezuzah lasake makam kviyasa. The socher has to provide the mezuzah. He has to pay for the mezuzah. He has to pay for whatever work needs to be done to the doorway, so that a backing plank or whatever it is, so that you're able to attach the mezuzah. Ukeshe yetzei. Lo yitlena biyado, and don't take the mezuzah with you when you leave. Says the Pesachei Tshuva. Sivkat and Zayin, because the beir beish beis reishu is the beir kayosef. That's one of the svarim of the Chida on Shulchan Aruch. Imu makom she'ein al motzi mezuzah labay shirota taladurbo rechokim en shetava liyado. Let's say you're worried, you're moving to a new place, and you're not going to have new mezuzahs. Whatever, there's no sofa around, you're not in the middle of a big Jewish community with reliable sofa. So you're really worried, the real chance, if you're going to leave your mezuzahs behind, you're not going to have mezuzahs in your house. So the big Yosef says, okay, so then you rely on the Golem. Rav Chai Golem, the other, he quotes Rav Chai as well, and Rav Chai. Okay, b'sha'as hadchak. That's probably more generally when there's a sha'as hadchak. Most likely, sha'as hadchak is I'm going to need mezuzahs in my new location. And the sha'as hadchak, so you can rely on shita number one. So I would say to think of the following way: there are at least three. There are four contexts, four sets of circumstances, three sets of circumstances under which we allow Netil Samazazam. He says, number one, he says, Gaonim plus Shas Hadchak. In other words, if it's Mibayis Labayis plus Shas Hadchak, that's condition number one under which it's Mutter. Okay. How about to rely on Tosis? I told you before, I apologize, I've not looked in this book, Yosef. It would be kedai to take a look and see. I do not think he's quoting the Ritva. I don't think he had a Ritva in Bav Metzia. The Chida did have access to many, many Svarim. He goes on to say, Pesachei Tshuva, Kostin Birkei Yosef, that, but if there's no Shas Hadchak, even if the next fellow is moving in that day, and he says, I have mezuzahs, I don't need your mezuzahs, he says, it's not right to take your mezuzahs. What do you mean not right? It's, according to Gaonim, it's fine. According to Tosus, it's fine. So it sounds like Birkei Yosef is arguing that we should rely on the Ritva. So B'Shas Hadchak, you could even be make like sheet number one. But if there is not a Shas Hadchak, we would not be Mekel, neither on sheet number one nor on sheet number two. When would we be Mekel? So situation number two in which we're Mekel is Bizayim. That's the Gemara. Nachri is moving in. That's what the Mechaber goes on to say. Sachar Abayis Mei Akam, Oschar Le'akam. Whether it's both the landlord is a Nachri, or the landlord is Jewish, but the incoming tenant is a Nachri, then you do take the mezuzah. Shechter points out that it's typically when you leave your apartment in the Heights, you should take your mezuzahs with you. That's what I was telling that newly wed couple with whom we began the Chabura. Why? For two reasons. The Nachrim, they're going to come in and paint, and they're going to come in and paint. By which I mean, even if the next tenant is a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, but typically, in between tenants, the management takes over the building and they'll spend a couple of weeks fixing up the apartment. So number that, and that's the equivalent of the next person in as a Nachri. That people are going to come in, they're not going to have respect for the mezuzah. We wouldn't expect them to have respect for the mezuzah, but the mice are not going to. So that's number one. And number two, practically speaking, to repaint, you need to remove the mezuzahs. It's a lot worse to paint over the mezuzahs. then you're probably possible. So you're gonna even if everyone involved is shomer Torah mitzvahs and they're mechaber mezuzahs, you would out of covet for the mezuzah remove the mezuzahs before you paint. So hashta asla hachi, once it's down, you're not mechayit to put it back up. Now I'll take it down, but once it's down, you have to put it back up. So if you want, you can think of that as a third set of circumstances. Right? Number one is Pesach. Number two is situation of Bizayim. The next inhabitant is going to be a Nachri, or there'll be Nachrim working there for a period of time. Number three is if for whatever reason mezuzah has to come down anyways, you're not mechayiv to put it back up. For instance, you're taking it down to paint. And finally, number four is the Magen Avraham. And going back to the Magen Avraham we mentioned at the beginning, Magen Avraham Hilchos Tzitzis, Siman Tes Vav, in Aruch Chaim Hilchos Tzitzis, Sif Aleph, Magen Avraham Sif Katan Beis. So he gives you a praises of the Sugya, as does the Divrei Chamudos, the bottom of the Rosh, gives you the two Shitos, quotes the Shiltos, Tosfos, and then he goes on to quote, the Magen Avraham goes on to quote a Levush. Levush is one of the early Achronim, usually we think of the early Achronim, more or less a contemporary of the Mechaber. Also wrote a work, Al Seder Hatur, like the Shulchan Aruch. He did not have nearly the Hatzlach or the impact that the Shulchan Aruch had. He's very, very clever. It's a very Purim-dika set of names. His name was Mordechai Yofa, I believe. So he named his sefer the Levush Mordechai. That's the name of the whole sefer. And each chelek of the Arba Turim, he chose a different term of the description the Megillah has of what Mordechai Yatzel Fnei HaMelech, the Levush Malchus HaTer Zahav Tach Rebut, and so on and so forth. Yishu Shan Salav Samecha. So different chalakim of Levush are named for different segments of that pasuk. I believe Levush Chosh Mishpah is called the Ir Shushan. Levush on Yoredei, at least the beginning of Yoredei is the Atera Zav. Some Shachal just called the Ayin Tez Zayin, Atera Zav. It doesn't stand for Ayin Taz. That's the Atera Zav, so Levush Atera Zav. And in Chosh Mishpah is Levush Ir Shushan. So Rechaim, he quotes the Levush. Levush says that you're allowed to take a mezuzah down, and even if you're going to decommission it. He's talking about tzitzis. And I believe he says befeish the mezuzah as well, if I remember correctly. But he says, even materially begging the beggar, the most basic shita, but if you're going to put nicer tzitzis on this beggar, it's mutter to remove the old strings. Comes up out of his mazah all the time. You go to Kfar Dumim, to the Amutat Pesil Tchelet. They show so many fascinating things to see on display. And there's this area there where there's a plastic box on the wall, the open tops, or the type that you offer in a shul will have the near the door, the Kirish Levana cards. It's a clear box, and inscribed in the box are the words Chadesh Amenu Kekedem. And the box is full of white tzitzit strings. Because every time someone brings a beggar and they remove the white strings and put on chelas, they put the white strings into that box. I've covered for the mitzvah, so you can't put it away in a mevuzdik way. Very apropos pasuk. We're actually going back to the way, back to the future. We're going back to the way it was. We're in the tzitzis of chelas. The question is, you're taking, it's not me begging the beggar, you're taking the tzitzis strings off, you're not putting them in a beggar. Maybe I have to go get myself a new beged and put the trails there. So the Levush, Magen Avraham, Siman Tes Vav and Archaim Sivkan Beis, it's called the Levush, you're allowed to remove tzitzis from this beged in order to put on nicer, more mechudadik strings. Even though you're decommissioning the strings. So what's Haka Hezbra Davar? Yeah.
Does that mean you, the owner, have to put up the newer mezuzah, or if you know the next tenant will also put up a nice mezuzah?
That's an interesting point. That's probably the same. Why does that? Why I don't sleep for him? What's the Hezbra Davar? The Hezbra Davar is that it's a net gain for the mitzvah of tzitzis. In other words, you're right. These particular strings are being decommissioned. And this particular cloth is being decommissioned. But the mitzvah of tzitzis overall is having that gain. The mitzvah of mezuzah overall is having that gain. And that apparently is the dominant metric. And l'chor, that's not a bizarre mitzvah. And that's going to outweigh all the other considerations. So there you have halacha l'maisa. Again, halacha l'maisa, four conditions under which we would remove mezuzahs. Mi pesach l'pesach alone is not enough. Even pesach l'pesach with mechila alone is not enough, because as the Bikur Yosef quote at the end of Pesach Yosef Kan Zayin, generally we are machmer for what essentially the sheet of the mitzvah. However, it's mutter to remove it mi pesach l'pesach if there's a shas hadchak. You can rely on the gaon in b'shas hadchak. Number two, if it's nachri nichnos or some other concern of bizayon, mutter to remove it. Number three, since it's mutter to remove it, if it's going to be painted, even if a shomer tarmitz is going to paint it, but he's going to remove the mezuzah to avoid being mavaz the mezuzah painting it over. So once it's situation number three, once the mezuzah is down, you don't have to put it back up. Once the mezuzah is down for every legitimate reason, then you have to put it back up. And finally, number four is the mar magen avraham and archaim b'shem levush, that you're allowed to remove it in order to mahadir the mitzvah more. Okay. Two small points. That's the major sugya of Netila. Two additional points that come up. You have this issue about payment. And Rabbi, if you were listening carefully, Mendel was giving a very fascinating beer to that. And the tour quotes, the Beis Yosef quotes, Rabbeinu Manoach, I'm not sure, they don't tell you where it is. Maybe if we had Rabbeinu Manoach on Hilchas Mezuzah of the Rambam, maybe it's there. Maybe some other state for Rabbeinu Manoach. But it goes to Rabbeinu Manoach that Tov l'shal malo aval emotzin. If the first fellow says to the second fellow, I'm leaving mezuzahs, but you owe me money. It's my mezuzahs. It's the right thing to do, Rabbeinu Manoach says. It's the right thing to do to pay him, but if the second fellow doesn't want to be nice, so the first fellow cannot sue him in court. It's not yotze bidayanim. It should be noted that if you look in the Ritva, he's a little more aggressive. A little more. I mean, he's tentative. He's mesupak, but his tzad safek sounds stronger. Miu efsher, says the Ritva, same Ritva, in Bava Metzia Kuv Beis Hamelech, Miu efsher shechayiv bal habayis lefro adameh. However, it could be that you're mechuyiv to pay. It's on the bottom, look in the Shiltos, or at least some Rishon quote the Shiltos, that Yim Karenolo, you're selling it to him. That also sounds, in front of that, a discussion. What our Shiltos doesn't have that, the other Shom had different gears than the Shiltos. Again, the Ritva sounds like he's not sure, but what he's not sure about is not just it would be nice to pay, he's not sure about maybe you mamash mechuyiv to. That's what way Rabbi Mendel would say, "Poy last time, this is very nana." Never thought. I was upset with myself. I had never even wondered what's the beer hadin. Okay, I was just sort of like being malaki. Okay, Rabbi Menoch says it's a nice thing to pay in Ritva. Close to possibly mechuyiv to pay. He points out, in other words, you have to leave it there, but it's not. But they're still your mezuzahs. That's the question. Are they still yours? They're still your mezuzahs. So maybe I'm mechuyev to leave it, but there's still I'm mechuyev to leave my mezuzahs. Not mechuyev to gift you my mezuzahs. I have to leave them there. But once the fellow moves in, particularly if you're thinking along the lines of Tosfos, I can't leave him bare. I can't leave him unprotected. Once he comes with his own mezuzahs, he should give them back to me and put up his own mezuzahs or buy them off of me. So the Ritva is not sure. Again, what did Rabbeinu Manoach think? No. Maybe Rabbeinu Manoach thinks, like the Ritva, and then somehow it's different. Taka becomes his. I don't know. Not sure. Alternatively, maybe Rabbeinu Manoach is really the same as the Ritva. He's not sure. So he's saying, the right thing to do is to pay. But if the second, if the second fellow doesn't want to pay, the first one can't be Moshe B'dayanim. Why? Because Ivada has no taina, or because it's a Sveika Dedina? Not sure, maybe. Maybe. And finally, the issue is, an interesting issue that we close, is this Ramah, based on Maril, that if you're not allowed to leave the mezuzah for a Nachri, you're certainly, kal v'chomer, not allowed to give a mezuzah to a Nachri. That's what the Ramah quotes. Ovei kachom bikish she'itna lo mezuzah. Rots lo kavo b'pfischam. Asher litna lo. The Nachri says, I'd like to buy a mezuzah. Comes to the Judaica store, comes to Zofa. So they understand you have mezuzahs, I'm very taken by it, it seems very spiritual. I read my Bible. Or, you know, whether he understands, he doesn't understand, he understands it's meant to, you know, drive emunah and yichud habore, and then he believes, he's a Nachri who believes in Hashem Echad, or he thinks it's a nice amulet, or he finds he appreciates the cultural aesthetic value, whatever it is. And Nachri says, no, I'd like to buy it. It's not right to give it to him. You're not allowed to even leave the mezuzah. Even though normally you have mechuyav to leave the mezuzah, but you can't certainly call the mitzvah, you would have had to have left it. So Maril says, Aser. The Ramah goes on to say, however, then it is mutter. There's a concern of Eva. There are many things that we're make on. And there's a concern that keeping the din may generate enmity. And an enmity that could potentially, you know, put us in a more precarious position. So then the suffix sakana is docha. Even the suffix rachok is docha. That's b'shem Eva. So if, you know, there have been, if I remember correctly, the Pesach Chuvah in the last Sukkot Yud, I quote the Be'er Sheva, Shuvah's Be'er Sheva, Shuvah's Yavetz. I believe, take a look, I believe part of their discussion is more recent discussion post about this also, to present a non-Jewish head of state with a Sefer Torah as a ceremonial gift. I think some of the poskim said that it may be sort of like being proactive about Shlom Malchus. Being proactive about Shlom Malchus, if we assess that the impact that we can have that will be uniquely had with the Sefer Torah that we couldn't have by giving a menorah, let's say, or something like that, so then Mishum Shlom Malchus. The Motei, you find Masechus of Avodah, the Gra sends you, look at Masechus of Avodah, it shows up a number of different places. That there are sometimes lav and daraisa that we're matir mishum shlom machos mishum evam. So that's what the Ramah is saying here. So if this is really a concern, so then safik even safik rachak of sakana. So of course we make all to hand over the stam. And but in a normal situation where there's no concern of eva. So then it's a kavachomer from the Gemara above Mitzvah for Beis Avav. Kavachomer that is inappropriate. But again, we close with this idea overall brings us back. Mezuzah is a mitzvah like any other. That's the sheet of the Shiltos. Mezuzah is a mitzvah like mitzvahs. An opportunity to do a mitzvah. How can you decommission, covered for the mitzvah? But more than that, the mezuzah is unique. And this brings us back to where we started in Smin Reish Pei Hei. We talk about touching the mezuzah in the Gemara of Zara, you remember. And we said at the time that the touching of the mezuzah appears to speak to two different themes. One is the shmir of the mezuzah, and the other is the hashkafic content of the mezuzah. And that's what the Rambam had stressed in the closing halacha of Hilchus Mezuzah, Perek Vav Halach Yud Gimel. He says, "Kishikarnes v'yetze." Such a simple mitzvah, but such a powerful, powerful mitzvah. Mamish, like the Ramban writes at the end of Parshas Bo, he spent a zuz on a mezuzah, but all of a sudden, wow! Look what you did! Look what it brings to mind. The Ramban there strangely talks about mezuzah as being zeicher leitzias mitzrayim, which is difficult because unlike tefillin lechor, it's not. You got to work on that. Maybe somehow it is. Certainly. It certainly reinforces the themes that were demonstrated at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Ikari Amunah, as the Rambam stresses. Yichra Boria Havaso Shmir Samitzvus. Kolzan Shapogeya. You walk through a doorway, the mitzvah of mezuzah transforms the way we do the most mundane, banal things. What could be more mundane or banal than walking from place to place? Malacha grua, going mimakum mimakum is malacha grua. It's nothing. And yet you put mezuzah in a doorway, all of a sudden it's a profound spiritual, philosophical experience. I walked through a doorway. I just walked by. I was pogei. I came face to face. I encountered Ikari Amuna. You know, if you Me'inyana Dioma in the Megillah Sugis, I may be holding in Gittin also, the first parak in the Sugi of Sirtut. So, Tosfos, Rashi, Rambam, have Machlokes, Rashi, Rambam versus Tosfos, when the Sefer Torah requires Sirtut or not. Only Mezuzah. Gemara and Menachat Yiblam Bezemez says, Tefillin do not, Mezuzah does. How about Sefer Torah? It's over Machlokes. Gemara and Megillah says that Megillah needs Sirtut just like Divrei Shalom V'Emes, just as Amita Shal Torah requires Sirtut. So what is Amita Shal Torah? So Rashi and Rambam understand that means Sefer Torah. Tosfos attacks, what do you mean? Do you have a different Nusach? Sefer, Igeres, to talk about the relationship to Sefer Torah. And not for now, the beautiful Briskerav, who suggests that in terms of Sefer Torah, Megillah is fully like, it's only partially like a physical Sefer Torah. The physical document of Megillah is only partially like the physical document of Sefer Torah. Nikar Sefer, Nikar Zigareth, but in terms of the content, it's fully Torah, Divrei Shalom V'Emes. That perhaps relates the Hezber Adin and made the Hashkafa, the philosophy of the Halacha, maybe where Hashem discussed yesterday in the Shir Klali Yom HaKal, that idea that Neis Pur was right at the shift from a focus on Tar Shabbat being the Torah Tavlin to the Yetzihara of experiential Avodah Zarah, to the Torah Tavlin, Tar Shabbat Peh, which addresses and helps us to fight the intellectual Yetzihara of Minos. That shift from Tar Shabbat Chsav to folk Tar Shabbat Chsav to folk Tar Shabbat Peh, that's exactly Purim. So that's why it's fully Torah, but only partially a Sefer. Okay. So that's the sheet of Rashi and Rambam. But how about the sheet of Tosfos? Tosfos says no. You ready? If you want to say Sefer Torah, you would have said Sefer. So why are we saying Divrei Shalom V'Emes is this new term? Tosfos says no. Sefer Torah doesn't actually require Sirtut. What requires Sirtut? The Gemara only said Mezuzah. So we're learning Megillah from Mezuzah. What's the terminology, Lefi Tosfos, that the Megillah uses to refer to Mezuzah? Divrei Shalom V'Emes. Amita Shal Torah. Why is Mezuzah the truth of Torah? So Tosfos says, Menachas Daf Lamed Beis, because it has the Ikarim of Torah. All of Torah is true, but the Mezuzah is a concentrated dose of Ikari HaEmunah. That's what the Mezuzah is. It's a concentrated dose of Amita Shal Torah. That's what the Rambam says. That Tosfos and Menachas Lamed Beis. The Rambam says every time you walk through a doorway, and we'll end with what we began with many, many months ago. 10%, 10%. Imagine if even 1 out of 10 times I walk through a doorway, I touch the mezuzah. Post can talk about touching mezuzah every time. Chayam talks about Ramas or touching. Chayam talks about kissing it. Let's even 1 out of 10 times I touch the mezuzah. And let's say 1 out of the 10 times that I touch the mezuzah, I spent a couple of moments thinking about what's inside. There's one God who runs the world. And he has a relationship with me. He cares about me. He has expectations of me. He wants me to have a relationship with him. And the mitzvahs and the schar v'onesh, my actions matter. Eretz Yisrael. Imagine if 1% of the times that I walked through a doorway, I spent a couple of seconds thinking about Amita Shel Torah. Pogeya b'yichra bori v'alasam. That's exactly what the Rambam says. Miyad holich b'darchei meisharim. Mimela. You start walking in a straighter path. Why? It's natural. If you're actually spending time thinking periodically about Ikar HaEmunah, I become a Yorei Shamayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu becomes a form part of my consciousness. As the Rambam ends, the Malachim who surround me, Chona Malach Hashem Saviv Reyav, Chona Malach Hashem Saviv L'Reyav Eichal Tzeim. Malachim surround me, the Rambam says, are the mitzvahs. It's based on that agate, I believe, also Malachas. I've been surrounded by the tzitzis and the tefillah and the mezuzah. So I'm surrounded by mitzvahs that remind me, specifically mitzvahs that remind me of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that make shapes me over time. The cumulative impact shapes me over time into a different person. And the idea of the ritzvah is perhaps parallel. It's makadosh the space. I makadosh space. Tfilas kelim, I makadosh my kitchen to be in a uniquely holy kitchen. Mezuzah is makadosh my house. It's a Jewish home. A house, like you're saying, is a zeranpin of mikdash ma'at. So that's incredibly powerful. This mitzvah, the ma'aseh is once, but the kiyum mitzvah and the impact of the mitzvah is profound and long lasting. Chavri Yashikach, thanks so much. Hadron Allah, Hadron Halan, Mircham Regen Chazer, and Mircham in years to come will continue to Chazer. Baruch Hashem, Shreinu Shezachin Lukach.
Tarasa Shem Tenimah, Tarasa Shem Tenimah, and she was now fresh. Tarasa Shem Tenimah, Tarasa Shem.